Jamaniya Mada Guru Ranamadalakan Parayane Sanji Jadan Goji Chonamala Chanju Badu Dane Jaguj Chinji Jibe Sunamaji Dora Penjere San Dubarish Sanji Chudan Goji Chonamala Chanju Badu Dane Jaguj Dagi Chinji Jibe Sunamaji Dora Penjere San Dubarish Sanji Chudan Goji Chonamala Chanju Badu Dane Jaguj Dagi Chinji Jibe Sunamaji Dora Yesterday we finished the teaching on precious human rebirth. We did discuss yesterday, and now we have to discuss on the causality. We call it causality, cause and effect, and. So now I'm going to request you recite the English version of the 11th line.
After death, there is no eternity. You will not be born in one of three unfortunate homes. Nevertheless, it is certain that the three jewels of refuge have the power to protect you from danger. If there is reason to retain refuge,
The causality, the cause and effect, and we looked for the good karma and the negative karmas, and causality between the good karma and the higher realms, and good karma and then 10 endowments, and the negative karmas, the result is the lower realms and experience of the discomfort in our lifetimes. So the now, important thing is the relation between, correlation between the good karma and the result of the good karma, like happiness or human rebirth, with quality of the 10 endowments and the 8 liberties. So that is a correlation. So if there was no enough accumulation of the merit even though we wish for perfect human rebirth with ten endowment and at liberties, but it will not happen there because there was no enough the positive karma, good karmas. And when we have the less or no good karmas, that allowed us to have the positive and good reincarnation, rebirth in next life. So the meaning we don't have the good accumulation of the karma allowing us to take a good rebirth in next life, that means we would have the negative karma, we would have the strong negative karma and the strong positive karma, they are swing, okay, like a scale. When good karma is stronger, and the accumulation of the good karma is greater, that means the negative karma is weaker, and the less amount of the negative karma. When less negative karma compared to strong good karma, then we have the result is we are going to have the good rebirth in next life. Good karma and bad karma, they are like scale. When good karma is stronger, then bad karma is going to be weaker. And then we have to know that how we are going to accumulate good karma is practicing the ten virtues. And to do practice of the ten virtues, then we have to apply the practice of the three baskets three mind training is the way we are accumulating the good merit. The once we practice the three mind trainings, that means now from the triple gem, the dharma is beginning to establish it within your life on the consciousness stream of your consciousness. Now the dharma is going to start to grow. Dharma is going to start to grow when you applied the practice of the three mind trainings. Once you practice three mind trainings, then automatically your accumulation of the great merit, good merit, is going to happen. So that when three mind training is practiced, the Dharma is going to establish it on the stream of your consciousness. That means your position of the positive karma, your position, your situation is improving in this, and the sense of the spirituality, your position is becoming stronger, and your wish for good karma and the comfort and the peaceful life, the possibility of the peace life is going to be more and more eminent. If you practice the negative karma, so then your wish for the good reincarnation, good life in next life, and the peace that you are expecting is going to be becoming more and more weaker and weaker. And so to grow to establish the Dharma, which is one of the triple gem, is the way triple gem is slowly coming to you, and we are saving from the fears of possibility, that we are going to have the difficulties within this life, and the more than that, more fear of the might be born in the lower realms. So in this moment, the teaching is more relevant for the disciples with the lower scope. Disciples with the lower scope, they suppose lower scope, that means it doesn't mean the disciples when they were born, they are lower scope and they are going to die with the lower scope. It means at the beginning you are lower scope, and after you practice, then sometime you are going to upgrade to your level and become the middle scope. And if you continue it, like practice of the Bodhisattva and so on, so your scope is going to upgrade it and become the high scope, like Mahayana practitioners. So we should not think it like three different categories, with the lower scope and the middle scope and the high scope. It's something like two different society, two different species. But they can be one species with the one species person, but can have the different stages, and that person has to go through the lower scope to the middle scope to high scope, and become the qualified student to attain and practice of the Tantrayana and the great vehicles, so you can expect it. Okay. And that the way you are upgrading your scope is the way you are going through the process and the stages of the developing your dharma within yourself. To the establishing dharma and fully to grow dharma within yourself, you need a constant teachings from qualified teacher. Then you would need a constant support, moral support and spiritual support. You need constantly, and therefore the requirement of having dharma centers where you can see your teacher, where you can see your spiritual masters and spiritual friends there. So the importance of the dharma center is the place you are going to have. If you have dharma centers in your reach, that means you are going to have the spiritual friends, and you can receive the spiritual moral support. That means you get inspirations of continuing your dharma practice. Inspirations you can receive that someone who practiced the dharma constantly, you can expect the inspiration. The someone who don't practice the spirituality in their daily life, you cannot expect the inspiration from them. You might get inspiration for negativities, but positive and spiritual inspiration you have to look for from the sanghas and spiritual master. Spiritual master will be representing the Buddha Shakyamuni, and spiritual and the sangha members of the spiritual practitioners, it's representing the sanghas. And more than that, then as I said yesterday, all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, they are really committing. They made a commitment. They made a promise, that not only one time, but over and over. They said, going to liberate the living beings in samsara. They are going to liberate, and that the purpose of their own practice and achieved a state of enlightenment wasn't for their own pleasure, their own spiritual gains, but totally for the purpose of the liberating mother sentient beings. So if they have made such a commitment and a statement to liberate all of us, then what he should do? Then you can say, then how comes that because you all spiritual masters, great masters, one after the other, you all are passed away, going away, in a passed away, and you are leaving us alone and living in samsara without reaching the nirvana. So you are leaving, you are passing away. So how possible? The commitment you have made. The spiritual masters you have here in the centers, and the spiritual masters like His Holiness, they are going to continue the works and the deeds, responsibilities that the Buddha and Bodhisattvas have. They are going to continue. That means that they are going to be the representative of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. And the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas representative, or the someone who carries the job of a Buddha to liberate sentient being, is still continuing carrying out. So that way, your spiritual master is really representing the Buddha. So we have to respect. We have to go and be qualified disciples. Once we become a qualified disciples, then whatever teachings are received from spiritual master is going to be useful, going to be beneficial, and the impact will be the improvement of this process of the spirituality. So now, here the main point is the developing spirituality and establishing the Dharma, which is one of the triple gene. The Dharma should allow it to establish it within your stream of your consciousness. Stream of the consciousness means, okay, it's not only one happened once in a week or once in a month or maybe at once in a day, but it should have the continuity, constancy should be there. Then that is the way. Once the Dharma is established on the mind of you, then that will be the way to subdue all the inflicted emotions, going to be go away, side away, and slowly. That way, your behavior, physical behavior, and your speech, and your activities of the mind, are all going to be positive, more positive. Positive side of your life is going to become stronger. The negative side of your life is going to be weaker and weaker. And that is the way how they proceed. So then each of the triple gem, there is a rules, connection with the taking refuge of the Buddha, and there will be rules that connected with the taking refuge of the Sangha, rules of that connected to taking refuge of the Dharma, okay, and each rules that we must follow. And the one of the rules is the taking the commitment or the commitment that we are going to perform. the practice of the 10 virtues. That is a very important point. And the moral practice that connected with the 10 virtues, that's fundamental and the basic and the very beginning of the practice of Buddhism. It's the very beginning, become a Buddhist. And that commitment is one of the very important and main point. And after that, then vows of the bodhisattvas and the vows of the chantrayana, everything will come one after the other. But first, number one, first is we should make a commitment of the practicing 10 virtues. Unless we don't practice that the moral standard, the nature with the 10 virtues, the morality, bodhisattva morality, the bodhisattva ethics with the many, many vows and many, many the qualities would not come. That's quite clear. Okay, then now I would like you to recite this, the line 12 in English version first. This is the way how I practiced. And my disciple, you supposed to practice the way, same way I did. So when great Lama Tsongkhapa, we don't need to mention the how great the Lama Tsongkhapa was. And we don't need, this is going to apply the same way like Buddha did. And the textbook said that Lama Tsongkhapa I did, and you should do it the same way I did. But that will imply that this is the way like Buddha Shakyamuni did, and we must apply the same method and the same style like that, like you did. And that to become an enlightened being, just like the Buddha Shakyamuni, if that is our goal and if that is what we wished for, then we have to follow the same way, and we must conduct it and practice it the way they did. And then now they're saying, after taking the refuge of the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, and after taking the commitments of the 10 virtues, but it doesn't mean the same day, very same day we take a commitment, we are going to be completely become saint and clean and the crystal like a pure. It will not happen. It will not happen. But what happened is we are just a beginning. Okay, we are. What is happening is we are just a beginning. We are starting. Starting in what? we are starting the process and the activities and the development of spirituality. The beginning of the spirituality should be the beginning of the declining the negativity. Beginning of the declining negativity and the beginning of the improving and the increase the spirituality should be the same, okay? There are no difference. Someone who is making rapid progress and the practice of the spirituality, that implies that person is making a rapid decline in the activities of the negativities. That should be seen. And then negativities are like negativities the part of the, our life actually. The way negativity comes is either it will come with our behavior, everyday behavior, or it might come with your speech, or it might come with your thought. So only three ways. Without connecting your body and speech and mind, negativity will not come. There's no way. We should not think negativity is something like a demon or something like a beast somewhere, fierce-looking and far away, and maybe we are expecting the negativity might come to your doorway and knock your door. But that's not the way. Okay. Negativity and the positive, both are sitting right here within ourselves here. And now we have to make a decision. Since we have negativities and since we have the spiritualities, two different aspects of the life within ourselves. Now, the decision is, should we support the negative side of our life or the positive, which is the spirituality? Should we support that or which ones? Now, becoming Buddhism, I would say, okay, because of my lifetime, I trained and studied in Buddhism, so I would say, okay, now the becoming the Buddhism is the beginning of the to grow and to strengthening the spirituality, the life, the quality of the life, spirituality quality of the life should grow and increase. The way to increase and grow is at the taking refuge of the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. And the way declining your negativity is the way taking refuge of Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, the same way. Okay, now, okay, negativity is that comes with your physical activities. Negativity is that comes with your speech and your mind. Usually it's a hindrance. That is the hindrance. That activity, combining along with your ego all together, obscured you to see the smoother path of the spirituality. It will hindrance you and obscure you to make a progress because of the negativity. There is a tendency. Each negativity has a tendency that we have already enormous accumulation of the negativity from beginningless of the time, beginningless of our infinite our lives. So we have huge accumulation of the negativity. So, and if we committed again and again in our lifetime negativities, That's the way strengthening the negativities we had already before. So if the negativities become stronger and stronger and stronger, that means that they are like they are going to grow and they are going to take it over. Okay, they are going to take it over your thought. They are going to take it over your speech and your physical behavior. That means we are accumulating more and more negativities. More and more negativities accumulate, that means weaker, weaker spirituality becomes the result. And then, and of course, we common people, like everyday people like ourselves, we find some kind of difficulties of the making progress in spirituality. For instance, doing sadhanas or doing retreat, and from time to time, the negativities and the inflicted emotions are going to come and attack your positive and positive way of thinking. And like meditating and practicing bodhicitta, but somehow at the back of your mind and you are feeling, there's always something comes back again, again, again. So then in that case, what should we do is that there's only one way we can do. That is the practice of the purification. Practice of the purification is allowing us, okay, then to the power of the negativity will go away, decline slowly, slowly. The same time, the power of the positive and the spirituality is going to become stronger and stronger. Then now, what is the nature of the purification? The purification nature is there for the qualities, the quality that is detecting the behaviors that connected negatives. You supposed to detect it immediately. And if you are a great practitioner, so then you must know, you're supposed to detect the possibility of the negativity is growing. And you can anticipate the negative is going to grow, so you must you can apply it from there, so you can stop the negativities take a place. Sometimes I think the translation is four opponents. The first opponent is the detecting the negativity and the knowing that the negativity is going to disturb my spirituality, my spiritual practice. Knowing that that's going to disturb, so I must abandon all. Get rid of that negativity from the beginning. Then the opponent is saying some mantras like Vajrasattva mantras, and actually any kind of the mantras can be used, like Om Marapasanadi, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Tari Tutari Turi Swa, or Vajrayogini mantras, Chakrasambhavas mantras, and Shakyamuni mantras. Any mantras can be useful. But particularly the 100 syllable mantra is particularly meant to purify the negativities we have. And once we purify the negativities, then the positive karma is going to automatically going to increase. Then more positive karmas increase, negative karmas becomes weaker and weaker, and then our future life and future rebirth in the higher realm is going to be confirmed. And the future life and the life and the higher rebirth in the higher realm with the eight liberties and the ten dharmas is a very, very, very necessary for the spiritual practitioners who are looking for the achievements of the state of the enlightenment. Because of the more likely the achievements of the state of enlightenment will take many lifetimes. Although the possibility of achieving state of enlightenment within our life, possibility is there, but it's unlikely we are going to attain the state of the enlightenment. And we are not going to deny that the possibility of this achieving state of enlightenment within oneself or one lifetime, that is there, but doesn't mean that is sure. Okay? That's the only possibility. The possibility is why if we are not going to achieve the state of enlightenment in this particular life, then what is the meaning of the possibility? That if we are fortunate enough applying all the tantric practices and receiving the full tantric teachings and meeting the fully qualified tantric masters, then possible. But to do to happen that, we need so many different conditions, and each and every conditions we should meet, but it's more and more difficult. So that's why saying it unlikely we are going to attend in life in a state of enlightenment in this lifetime. Then if this lifetime we are not going to attend a state of enlightenment, then what should we do? We should look for the appropriate rebirth. Rebirth good enough, the vessel, to practice the Tantrayana and the Sutrayana, everything, and continue it the next life. So we should practice the practice of the purifications. Okay. So now I'm going to request you recite the 13th line in line English version first. Samla mabena tarba tu ni chishi mi kish. Gunjung koe jurim masamla koe za juzu mi shi. Selling ninjun jushi temba kor kangichin ba shever shi. Jizun lame nyame dedal jet handu danya tini jangse no oji. Okay now. That's the teaching of the Buddha Shakyamuni said, first wheel of the Dharma, first turning wheel of the Dharma, we call Four Noble Truth. This is the really fundamental of the Buddhism. Buddhist philosophy is here, the Buddhist science is here, and the Buddhist religion is here, everything is here. Okay. said that Four Noble Truths, I'm sure you have received many, many times the teaching on the Four Noble Truths by late Geshe-la and Kyabjitsong Rinpoche, Lati Rinpoche, and His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and everybody would have spoken on the Four Noble Truths with great emphasis. Okay, and I'm going to give just a short description of the Four Noble Truths. As I said, the Four Noble Truths is the formation of the Triple Jhana, okay? Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. The set of the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, three, not four, not two, not the two James, but a triple James. Triple James, but there no four set, only three set. Why that is the way, triple James, three the point, one set, 3 point, known as a triple James. It's because of the Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths really tells the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Okay. And the Four Noble Truths also tells that the full responsibilities must be taken individual, the practitioners. And of course it will be nice to have someone who are willing and able to take a full responsibility of every individual disciples, sentient beings. So then if that happened, all we have to do is just pray and pray, okay? If pray and pray, then someone will, because of someone is taking full responsibilities. So all we have to do is sit quietly and just keep praying. And then everything should be okay because of that somebody is taking responsibility. And actually, we human beings love to have somebody who take your responsibility. Okay? And then what we can do, we can sit and enjoy. Okay? That is the human nature, to give that our own individual responsibility, give it to somebody. And we don't mind it to pay for it. But there's no such thing. The person take full your responsibility. Because of each and every beings, they have their own responsibilities, enough to be really carry out. So the responsibility must remain with you, okay? And we have to work it out. To work out, then set up the Four Noble Truths. Because of the Four Noble Truths, then taking refuge of Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha must be there. Taking refuge of Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha there explains that Dharma is there among them. Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Buddha and the Sangha, they are the assistant for you to establish it and establish the Dharma on the stream of your mind. Not only assistant to start the Dharma on your mind, but to grow and fully developed. Now, talking about Four Noble Truths, we have to know the fault of the suffering of the samsara and its cause. we have to think the good qualities and advantages of the cessation of the suffering, and the path to the cessation. So the advantage. If we don't practice and don't think in the terms of the disadvantage of the suffering of samsara, usually the samsara is the life, worldly life. Worldly life is the samsara. Samsara, worldly life is samsara, and it begins from the endless, and it will, hopefully it's going to end. Okay. Then now it's important to know the relation, the connections between cause and the result, that is some suffering of the samsara. We have to know the correlation between. Then same time, same way, there is a correlation between cessation and the path to cessation. There's correlations. We make two ways. Okay, positive side of the Four Noble Truths, that is the cessation and the path to cessation. The negative side is the suffering of the samsara and its causes. So we make two different set of the causality. If we don't see and don't meditate or practice on the causality, on the negative side, like suffering of the samsara and the cause of the samsara, then the point is we cannot develop in the realization, so-called renunciation. It's impossible. If we do not practice that and do not meditate on the quality of the advantages and the quality of the cessation and the path to cessation, then we are not going to have the interest in the spirituality. Okay, now I would like to touch the number 14. Request you to recite the English version and the 14th line. Samlamma bena tabadu ni chishin mejir. Yunjung koye jigrum masum koye za chusumish. Siling mejung jushitan bat koa kengis chimba shibarish. Semji tenjung lam je shimshing de lobjin choban lam je shidang de. Sonye kuna senjir senjir zidabu. Ramjam gesu dubi sonam de tedar shini jesi bawo nam. Rinjian semjo tudam tedinjan. Jizyon lam minyan nen tedar zi tandu doyan de jangchang loosik. Okay, now here is the chapter talking about the bodhicitta and altruistic mind on the basis of the great compassion and the loving kindness. And this is just the beginning, okay, beginning of the teaching on the higher scope, that Mahayana part. And before that, It's been already discussed on the middle scope and the lower scope. And the middle scope and lower scope, they are equally important to the teaching on the scope, high scope, and that they are equally important. They're equally important means without you developing, without the fully qualified or developing, the level of the lower scope and the middle scope, then the possibility of the becoming a high scope would not be there. For instance, if you are very much a worldly person, and very much involved the materialism, and not thinking of the future, and only thinking of the terms of this life, and the benefits in this lifetime, then that means that the person will not thinking of the future, and then for this life, the triple gem, taking refuge of Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, is not so much relevant. For this life, benefit for this, only for this life, then practice of the 10 virtues is not so relevant. And then this Dharma, the spirituality, possibility of establishing a Dharma and the spirituality to establish it on the stream of your mind and consciousness would not be relevant, okay? Not so much. Not only not relevant, but very difficult to establish the spirituality on the stream of your mind, because of the only you are thinking in this life, only you are thinking of the material life. Okay. Then if you are okay, now the second is you are thinking of the future life, we are thinking of the spiritual practice and the purification and practice of the spirituality and the terms of the 10 virtues and so forth, and the thinking of the to gain again the rebirth in the higher realms with the 10, the qualities of the 10 endowment and 8 liberties. But then, if we do not practice the Four Noble Truths, then the possibility of the turning and the wandering and roaming and the samsara will be imminent and endless. And the practice of the Four Noble Truths, the realization of the Four Noble Truths, will make us to think that we should look for the final liberation from the suffering of the samsara as well as the cause of the samsara. If we are not free from the cause of the samsara, then the final liberation and the cessation of the achieving cessation of the suffering will not be there, because of the free from the samsara is the way to free from samsara is the eliminator, get rid of the root of the samsara. Root of the samsara is the known as self-grasping, and thinking of yourself, and you are the center, and not only your center, but you believing that yourself is something absolute and completely independent, and nothing to do with anybody else, but yourself is there forever, ever. This is a kind of known as the self. It's kind of kind of the concept of the Atma. It is that maybe it's something to do with the concept of the soul. Okay? So now we are far from being independent. We are very much dependent on not only one person, but we are completely depending on each and every sentient beings. And we are depending on each and every phenomena in the universe. We are very much dependent. And while we are depending on mother sentient beings, it is very important to establish the mind or the feeling, we so-called altruistic and the bodhicitta. But to grow the bodhicitta, we have to know that first we have to have the fundamental base for bodhicitta, known as the compassion, loving and kindness. Loving kindness is one aspect, and the compassion is another aspect, and both are almost the same, but a different flavor or a different. Slightly different the qualities. Okay, now the someone who has understanding of the interdependent, the view of the interdependent, then it's easier to apply. Theoretically, it should be easier to apply. And the practice of that compassion and the loving kindness. So if we are dependent on the sentient beings, then reality is that we should have good terms with the sentient beings. If we don't have the good terms with the sentient beings, yet we are relying on them, then the result is going to be the experience that we are not looking for. We are looking for something greatness or something beneficial or something valuable or such. If you are looking for for that experience, while you are depending on every mother sentient beings, then importance is to make a good term, to make a good and friendly relationship with the mother sentient beings. Once you made a friendly relationship with the mother sentient beings, then you will be realistic to look for the positive and beneficial and valuable experience with the sentient beings. And there are two different traditions of the developing compassion. Great compassion. Great compassion is a connection with all mother sentient beings, and thinking of them, they are so kind. They've been kind to us all the time, and valuable experience we have in our lifetime and the experience we had before, It's a nothing but it's a result of the medicine beings, their kindness. Without their kindness, without having connections, without having connections with the medicine beings, then all the good qualities, all the good experience we have in our lifetime would not happen. That is very clear. Every good qualities and every good things that we have, everything we very cherish it, every experience that we do cherish it in our lifetime must be related to mother sentient beings. There are no single experience, a good experience, that is not connected with the mother sentient beings. So mother sentient beings are so important for us in every level. And the level of the material life, everyday life, mother sentient beings are so important. Your community is so important. Your partners are so important. Even like someone like Malaripa, who spent a lifetime in the cave, the realizations he realizations he gained is in the terms and the connections with the sentient being. Even though he physically lived alone, but because of that, he's mentally and emotionally, he's relating to mother sentient being all the time, 24 hours, and 7 days a week, and 12 months and a year. He related all the time with the sentient beings. Because of that, he's relating to mother sentient beings. His spirituality was rapidly developed. He not only developed the spirituality, but he gained the enlightenment state. So that the compassion and loving kindness. Compassion is literally means here, in the language of the Lamrim means you sincerely wish to remove all the sufferings and the discomfort from mother sentient being. That is the feeling of the compassion. The feeling of the close to mother sentient being is common between loving kindness and compassion. But the difference is, compassion has the quality, the taste that want to free them, want mother sentient being free from the sufferings they have. The loving kindness is again same. It's a close and a very close friend feeling with sentient beings there. But the difference is, you want to provide them all the experience they desired. You wanted to provide them the best you have to the mother sentient being. Then we call it, that is the nature of the loving kindness. Actually, when you have the great compassion towards the mother sentient beings, automatically you have the quality, the feeling of the loving kindness towards the sentient beings at the same time, automatically. On the basis of the feeling of the loving kindness and the compassion, great compassion, then you can expect to develop the bodhicitta altruistic mind. The sincere compassion, sincere loving kindness. will accommodate you to practice of the bodhicitta. Practice of the bodhicitta is nothing but firstly you have to know, you have to define the, what is enlightenment. Enlightenment is nothing but the becoming. Hold your thought process. Hold your the process of hold your, the structure of the, your speech. Hold your the system of the physical behavior. Everything, every single your actions, going to become the come perfect. Every single actions are going to perfect. Every single your action you performed going to be one would say stainless. Every single your action you performed going to reach the mother sentient beings and going to give the impact which is the leading the mother sentient being to the liberation. And that is the state of the enlightenment. State of the enlightenment has a quality that once anybody who gained that state, then whatever the person's doing, it will act according to the six perfections. Whatever the action is performed, like teaching, okay? While I'm teaching, if I'm qualified, I will teach in the state of mind. I will teach with the state of mind, with the compassion and the loving kindness. I will teach with the state of my mind, the altruistic mind, thinking of the achieving, thinking of the obtaining state of the enlightenment. And then from in that sense, what I teaching now, every word coming out from my mouth, is going to become the practice of the generosity. Every action I am performing now is the performing in the sense of the morality. The teaching words are coming from my mouth is in the connections with the patient. For instance, I know myself, my English vocabulary is very limited, but still I'm struggling, I'm trying my best and trying to delivering the message of the Buddha Shakyamuni and the Lama Tsongkhapa. And because of I'm practicing the patience. If I become impatient, then I will drop it and will go back to my room and sleep myself. But because of my practice of the patient, I'm here. And it's in many ways, it's not so comfortable because of that. Knowing myself, my English is very limited and I have to think of myself very carefully. And I'm doing it in the sense of the enthusiasm. The joyful thinking that I should work for it. And that I should work for the spreading and what you call promoting the teaching of the Lord Buddha to the people in the world, needy people in the world. And also I'm very much committed the full concentration, okay? Full concentration. What I need to say and the subject I have to contemplate. And not only the subject, but also I have to work out the appropriate language I have to work out, and at the moment, the right moment, I have to get it. If I don't find the appropriate word, the equivalent to English, then I will not be able to deliver the message to each and every one of you. Then to do it, I have to be very alert, and I have to think very sharply, and my best way, I have to think and express. And that is also the way to involving the practice of the sixth perfection, wisdom. So in everyday life, anyone who can apply it, the sixth perfection, not completely perfect, but somehow we could apply it, the teachings you received, the sixth perfection, then and automatically your actions, physical actions, and the actions of the speech and the activities of your thought is automatically going to become part of the practice of spirituality. Not only spirituality, but Mahayana practice. And that will be on the basis of the practicing your altruist mind. That will be on the basis of the, your practice of the great compassion and the loving kindness. The practice of the quality of the, your compassion, quality of the loving kindness is higher if the quality, if your practice of the compassion and the loving kindness quality is higher than the quality of the bodhicitta you are practicing, going to automatically going to be higher quality. The quality of the practice of the bodhicitta is higher, automatically the whatever actions you perform to get the more and more greater and greater, more and more perfect, and a sense of the sixth perfection. And that is that gives you this idea of the, what is a quality, what is the nature of the enlightenment. And the needs of the practice of the six perfections, and the need of the practice of the bodhicitta and the compassion, the loving kindness, is because and the sense of the interdependent. And the sense of the interdependent that gives you that this is the maybe this is the only way. This is the only best way. Because we are in the situation that depending on every sentient being, depending on every phenomena, and yet we are looking for the positive and the peace and the calmness, which is only possible if we know the interdependent plus the practice of compassion, compassion towards mother sentient being, compassion towards the environment, and the compassion towards the everything in our surround. Therefore, like bodhicitta and the loving, the practice of the loving kindness and compassion is like the material that there's a story and an ancient story that someone developed the material, special kind of miracle, the material that if you applied that material on every piece of metal, that metal is going to turn into gold. So the practice of the bodhicitta and the great compassion and the loving kindness, whoever fully developed, then that person is going to be son of the Buddha. That person is going to receive the that person is entitled to have the name of the Bodhisattva. And whatever actions are performed going to be practice of the six perfections. Okay. Now I would like you to recite the line 15 in firstly in English version. Generosity, or in Sanskrit called dana, and in English we say generosity, in Tibetan we call it jinpa. It's letting whatever you have, letting to go in the terms of the benefiting somebody else. If you are the thinking, the motivation with that, motivation and hoping to help and benefit for someone else, and allowing something, your effort or whatever you have, allowing to go. That is the nature and the definition of generosity, practice of generosity. There are three different types of the practice of generosity mentioned in Lamrim. It's like giving material, your belongings, giving to. That include money, that include even kathas, that even include flowers. And then the second is the giving the giving the giving the protection. Giving protection mentioned. Giving protection is something like parents. The parents are giving protection to their children. Yeah. For instance, parents always, particularly mothers, always are worried about the safety of your children. Safety of the children when you are thinking, then you are try your best to protect your child from the fears and dangers. That is a part of your practice of the generosity. Then third one is giving the teachings of the Dharma. That is also the practice of the generosity. But to be perfect of the practice of the generosity, it's very important to be connected with the sense of the altruistic mind and the great loving kindness and compassion. If you, the normally, everyday life and everyday in the society, in common society, the people do help their children and the support and they are protected. But it hasn't got the sense of the practice of the perfect generosity, because of it's not working in the terms of the practice of the bodhicitta and great compassion and the loving kindness. Your loving kindness and the compassion towards your child is at the maximum, very maximum for your child. But still, that is being conditional. It's only applying for your own children, but not going to apply for your neighbor's children, okay? If your capacity or the practice of the generosity is applicable for every children, every sentient being, then there will be a sense of the perfect generosity, okay? Then even mentioned giving any kind of even like a piece of paper or the or one flower or whatever, it can be a practice of the generosity and the giving the material. And also that the giving the teaching is a part of the practice of the generosity, and that falls in the category of the giving protection. Because of that, now you are giving the protection of the protection of the protection from the fear of possibly falling into the lower realms in next life. Now it's allowing, giving you information, giving you the teaching of the practice of the taking refuge of the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, particularly the Dharma, and allowing you to establish the Dharma realizations on the stream of your consciousness in your mind. And that is the best way to protect yourself. Okay, now I would like you to recite line 16. Here, telling the quality of the moral ethics. Moral ethic and the discipline, they are more, they are very similar. There are three different categories of the moral ethics have been mentioned and being presented in the Lamrim, and morality, that abstention of physical behavior, misbehaviors. That's one. Then second is the moral ethic practice of that integrating the all the virtuous actions. Then number third is moral ethics, that are working for the welfare of the malsentient beings, those three. Basically, the practice of the moral ethics is a part of the three mind trainings, and the first. And it is something to do with the discipline. And a discipline that should be born That kind of a discipline should be born within yourself. It must come from yourself. It's not like somebody else would come and make you discipline. If that comes, then it becomes controversial, and probably because of the concept of the freedom, personal freedom. So it might conflict between the practice of the morality and the practice of the personal individual freedom. But because of this is, this moral discipline is coming from individuals from their side, so then the conflict will not be there. Now, the moral discipline is very, very important. That someone who practices the moral discipline in their life, and you don't have to ask, you don't have to work hard to build your reputation separately, okay? The reputation and the fame of yourself, fame of the being good person, is going to come along automatically. Because of your reputation is now building up, so you don't have to ask for the respect. People are going to come and respect you because of your moral, ethical discipline. Moral, ethical discipline is the major, important point. That makes the quality of your life. That makes the quality of your spiritual practice. That is even make the quality of the society and the quality of the culture and the religion, everything. And if we look at and carefully studied the image of your culture, image of the Buddhism, image of the Buddhist teaching is rest on the practice of moral ethics. So moral ethic is one of the practice of the six perfections, and they're saying that once you apply the moral ethic and thoroughly, then you don't have to use your political power, military power, to military power, and the people are going to automatically respect you and listen to you. Your word is going to be worthy. The people are going to respect and accept it. And like Buddha Shakyamuni, he left his royal court. He was prince of the royal family, and the royal family has military power, political power, wealth, power, everything, but he left it behind. He went to jungle and spent 6 years esoterical life. Then at the end, he achieved enlightenment by himself. Then every word he said becomes something precious, and millions of the people from the world come and respect. Listening. Why is listening? Because of his moral ethics. Moral ethics are very much connected with the truth. Truth is very much connected with his practice of the compassion and the loving kindness, bodhicitta, and wisdom, understanding the emptiness and the shunyata. Okay, now. I would like to request you to recite the line 17 in English first. Okay. Seba tamde namla jenji chonyo mongdong ye katu kunji prushe dong longru dala nam kading tsigzub chonla sawe kocha yin tether shini sojo kocha la namba naso suji kumbar zay jezun lami nyamne tether zay tando dajan tishin jangse lo ozi. So now the practice of the patient day, which is very, very important for us, particularly important for the practitioners, Mahayana practitioners. I think the number one important, I would say, in this case, the practice of the patient. And the teaching on the practice of the patient is very much elaborated in Shantideva's Bodhichaya Avatara. Okay? And since Geshe-la is going to be your resident teacher, and Geshe-la is very, very qualified, the master. In Ganden Shatsi, not only in Ganden Shatsi, but he's a well-respected teacher, qualified teacher, and Ganden Sera Drepun, and all the Geshe's, they know him. He is a very qualified teacher, so I would think you are very fortunate to have such a wonderful teacher here. And I believe that many disciples, students in the monasteries are maybe a little bit jealous of you having Geshe-la here. It is true. And I've been in Ganden Shatsi since the age of 13. Now I'm 66. I know most of the senior, almost every senior members of the Ganden Shatsi, I know them. And he's one of the Geshe. So, today I'm giving you the teachings of the short lamrim, but it's very important to receive the teaching on the lamrim, great lamrim, again, again, again. Teaching of the lamrim is very, very important, I would say. It is like as important as the food we have. We have to live on food every day, like morning and morning breakfast, lunch, and dinner we have to have, otherwise we are going to be starved. So we have to have the food. And the same way, and the spirituality, sense of the spirituality, the teaching of the lamrim is so important. From the teaching of the lamrim, realization in the lamrim, practice of the lamrim, then we can go, you can launch your practice of the tantrayana, like Anuttara Yoga Tantrayana, and so forth. You can start there. And so here, the practice of the patient, okay? There are three different categories are mentioned, that patients are saying not retaliating against your enemies. But that means, okay, anybody who is being unfair with you, usually people like to do something against. You might call it retaliate or something. Return, let's say. You might like to take action against the unfairness treatment you received from anybody. So being patient, not take any actions, any negative actions against. Then number second is the practice of the willingly enduring sufferings. So this is, I think it may be, most of the difficult ones. For instance, when you do meditations and when you do practice of the retreat, long retreat, like 3 months and or 6 months and 1 year, and then that means we have to do meditation and the recite the prayers and the mantras and the sitting and the cross leg and so first few months you might experience the ache and the ache in your back and your leg and the shoulders and then a lot of discomfort you are going to experience. But you have to overcome. So to overcome, all you have to do is you have to voluntarily accept it, and slowly, slowly, you are going to become over. Then again, when you are living in your society, when you are living in your community, when you are living in the family life, then willingly to accept it, enduring suffering is also important. And I'm sure I don't need to mention that you have the experience of that. When you live in a family, you are going to hear something again, 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 again. And if you don't have the patience, then you are going to end it up just arguing, and end it up breaking the family lives. Then number third is the patience of the discriminative awareness of the Dharma. That means, there are people who are very much patient, have a lot of patience to doing something like a physical activity, but not so much in reading and the studying and the practicing. And the receiving teachings, many of the traditional lamas, they come in and teach for hours, hours. And then a lot of students, they might feel falling in sleep, or maybe thinking that, oh, no point because I'm not, I feel falling asleep, so I better leave and so interrupt. So allowing your patience, that allowing you to remain there and with the full attention and receiving all the teachings from it. So now I'm going to request you to recite the line English version. And the eight line of line 18. So here, the enthusiastic perseverance. There are three different categories are mentioned, that the enthusiastic perseverance, like armor, effort, okay? And then number second is the joyful effort and virtuous in conduct. And then number third, the effort for the welfare of the mother sentient beings. So, and the practice of the enthusiastic perseverance, mostly they're connected, the three of them, almost everything. So there's if you read the lot of the stories and the biographies of the great masters in ancient times, like a practice of the Buddha himself, that his effort, and he left the royal family, luxurious life, he left the royal family. He went to the jungle, and you can imagine the jungle in India, okay, if you sit there, Buddha was sitting on the cushion. Cushion he had was the kusha grass, and he sat on it. And then he would have the very, very simple clothes on him. And he lived with the very, very, almost no food there. Okay. And I would assume that a lot of mosquitoes would have around him. And then the day and the night, he practiced the bodhicitta, he practiced the compassion and loving, with the fully charged of the energy, energetically, and the fully joyful must be. And that is the practice of the generosity, the enthusiastic perseverance. The continuing for 6 years, and then finally he achieved a state of the enlightenment. So it is important for us that we should be accustomed to apply enthusiastic perseverance, whatever you do, in particularly in the terms of the practice of spirituality. If you develop the kind of a habit that breaking up, and then said the successfulness of your spiritual practice would not be happened, and if successful is not there, then what does that mean? Is that failure? Okay. And the failure is that there's something we don't want to have the image of the failure. Whatever you started, it is always important to continue it and complete it. Even that someone who, if you look in the history, someone who was very much involved in the negativities, but succeeded, and then there is our respect, even though it is a negative contact. But now here, this is the positive contact and spirituality. The successful is so important, so we must not make many commitments first. Okay, whatever commitment once we make, then we must try hard to be successful. Okay, now I would like you to recite the line number 19 in English version. Samdhen semna onji jebu ti shana yume riyo ombush Tana gewe mipa kuna chik lusim lesa rungbe ti zindu Tetar shine nanjo ombu na naming tanjum jundu Tingzin jundu ti Jizun lami nyamling tetar za tandu dhajan ti shim kyang tsepa oose. Okay, here the perfection of the samadhi or concentration. And the chapter of the patient, the chapter of the enthusiastic perseverance, and the chapter of the perfection of the concentration, samadhi. They are very much related. And if you look at in the Bodhisattva Avatara, the practice of the patient, practice of the enthusiastic perseverance are very much related to the practice of the meditation, okay? Practice of the meditation, if you do like practice of the meditation and the concentration again, 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 according to the instructions, very precise instructions given in Lamrim and the many commentaries, ancient masters wrote commentaries, they're showing that precise method and techniques need to be applied. After you applying for months and years, then you are going to develop the first physical kind of joyful physical easiness and the joyful and the comfort. Then immediately after that, then you are going to have them something that mentally kind of joyful and happiness, and that will be the sign of that you are succeeding the practice of the achieving samadhi and the single pointed concentration. And this has been very explained elaborately in the great Lamrim Chenmo, and one should learn it. One should learn it from the Lamrim and teachings from various masters, particularly Geshe-la here. You are so lucky, you can learn. So now the line, the 20th, I'd like you to recite it in English version. Now, this is the sixth perfection, perfection of the wisdom, and the particularly wisdom understanding the emptiness and shunyata. And now this is the main point of the way how would you say, get rid of the self-grasping and the ego and the attachment, and the wisdom understanding shunyata is directly go against your ego in the self-grasping. And but that wisdom understanding shunyata, the special insight, is a need to be developed through long meditations and the achievements of the samadhi first. Then after that you can achieve the special insight, wisdom understanding of the shunyata. Then your action, whatever actions you performed, it's for instance, when you perform the action of the practice of the generosity, it will be in connections with the wisdom understanding the emptiness. Okay. And wisdom understanding emptiness. So the teaching of the wisdom understanding emptiness is particularly elaborated in the teaching of the Lamrim Chimu, so I think it is something worth to ask Geshe-la to give you the teaching on it and the lesson on it. Okay, now I would like you to recite the line 22nd in the English version. 21st? Okay, sorry, 21st. Emphasizing, Lama Tsongkhapa is emphasizing the needs of the practicing. The practice of the samadhi, single pointed of the concentration, along with the wisdom understanding of the shunyata, both combined. If you do not combine it, then one cannot. Without the other, one cannot practice, eliminate it, and get rid of the self-grasping. Okay, now I would like you to recite the line 22nd in English words. Explaining that the unification of the combining of the wisdom, understanding of the shunyata, and combining with the single-pointed concentration of the samadhi, both together, unification, that will be the moment you are qualified and very much respectful and all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and the ancient masters, it prays so much. So we have to look for the being able to applying the unifying the wisdom understanding shunyata in the single point of meditation, single point of concentration. Okay, now I would like you to recite the line 23rd.
Meditation sessions,
After you achieved the unifying quality, unifying of the wisdom understanding of the shunyata and the single point of concentration. Okay. Then when you unify the due practice there, and will be known as the meditation session, okay? The session where you are practicing single pointedly while you are applying wisdom understanding of the shunyata. That we call it a session of the meditation. And then after session of the meditation, when you come out from the session and you engage the activities like making offerings of the offerings at the altar, and also practicing generosity, like giving the help to mother sentient beings. That means you hold your action, and during the meditation, and the after the meditation, and the every activities, and your understanding in the your. State of the mind should be work and the connection to with the wisdom, and seeing that after the meditation you seeing everything is almost like illusory, and this allowing you to reflect the strong believe and the understanding of the emptiness in every action. For instance, if I read something here and then going to reflect the wisdom understanding emptiness, and also going to reflect the single pointed. So that every line, every level, every action, there will be a sort of the unifying practice of the wisdom and the method, and then you are the practitioners. Your actions of the six perfections are going to be perfect, and will lead you to state of the enlightenment. And this is the path for the fortunate beings like bodhisattvas. Okay, now. I would like you to recite line 24 in English version. Tētāra jūtāṁ jūpū tīk jīngi lāṁ ca nīkāra gūpētā mōnāṁ cīśiṁ jēnī kēpētā pañcī gāna tēnī jūtī jāsū sīrā shūnī yōng zō mēngā tēmbātī tēnchū tōpā tōntāṁ tēmbār jēnī jō ngē jāng jīsū nā mē nyam nē tētāra cī tāng jō tā jāng tēnī jāng cī yō OK, here is giving the kind of summary of the Lamrim teaching the reviewing the teaching here that be the Lama Tsongkhapa given is saying that like the techniques of the renunciation, techniques of the bodhicittas, and the techniques of the wisdom understanding, emptiness, they are the common path or common techniques. Whoever practicing either Tantrayana or Mahayana, and one has to apply all three techniques. And then once you are qualified, being able to apply three techniques, then you will be qualified to receive any tantric initiations. And the practice of the tantric initiations then will be known as known as utilized, properly utilized, one's full and perfect and precious human rebirth. And that is what Lama Tsongkhapa practiced, and so disciples of the Lama Tsongkhapa also should follow the same path. So now here, the essence of the Lamrim is the renunciation, which is clearly explained from the line I would like to say. From the line, the number nine, from the nine, like having taken refuge, so from there, that is actually we're presenting techniques, like techniques. And until the end of here, number 23 or number 24, that is where explained the three points, like renunciation and the bodhicitta and the wisdom understanding shunyata. That's a whole technique of the Lamrim Chemo. And then now I would like you recited the number 25.
Gombar chachi tang kesan shen la pembra chavich Jawa jive yung su dobe nung kulin laki shibye gyawa di dhawa nam chan Namda lam santan dhawa me Dremi kyuchi chi na mo nam de Jizun lami nyam ni de dhan zi tan de dhan yung de jing chang tse ya lo Okay, now yeah, Lama Tsongkhapa says we should make it dedication prayers and wish that all mother sentient beings will not be separated from the practice of the three techniques, like renunciation, bodhicitta, and wisdom understanding, shunyata. And that's what I've been practicing, the dedication, and the disciples of the Lama Tsongkhapa should be practiced in the same way. And now I'd like to end my teaching here. And before ending, I'd like to say a few words. Basically, I feel very, very fortunate being able to come here and spend 3 days. 3 days being here is not just enjoying your center food and accommodation, but also was given me opportunity to practice of my the teaching on the short lamrim. So I like to express my feeling of the gratefulness to the members of the center and the students from the center and the Geshe Lhasa and every one of you. So thank you very much, and in the future I would like to expect that students will enjoy the teachings from the Geshe Lhasa and will continue the center for the and meet the needs of the disciples in and disciples of the Thubten Thakye Ling Center. So I would like to think that the Dharma Center here, which is established by later your guru, root guru, Geshe Tsurim Gyaltsen, and found, and this is the legacy of the Geshe Lhasa, and now taking responsibility that legacy to be continued by the new members of the Dharma Center, and I believe the monastery of the Gandhi Shas is also going to will offer based of their service, and the directors and administrations and everyone will extend their maximum service to the center to be able to continue the availability of the teachings and the spiritual to the needs of the disciples of the Dharma Center. So I'd like to say thank you very much, and I hope to see you and sometime in the near future, and same time I'd like to very much I like you also to pray for long life of the His Holiness the Dalai Lama, who is the spiritually and politically head of the Tibetan 6 million people, and we are very much depending on his lifespan. So we should pray for his long life and the successful activities, Dharma activities. And I know that His Holiness is coming here, so hope His Holiness will come here without any problems, any difficulties over the bring him here. And also I pray that all the students from the Thubten Thakye Ling going to enjoy the teachings from His Holiness the Dalai Lama from his upcoming visit. And at the end, I'd like to say thank you very much.
Bhagavan Lord Jambuni, Lord Balaji, Jai Jai.
Dajje ba mame bay lo do guru Rinpoche Tumor Rinpoche Lombor Rinpoche Ando Rinpoche Mame Rinpoche Dejen bay bomba Chama do maya karan maya meto maya dube maya Naja maya tisha maya nye Rinpoche do chode na braje vejen se Vizola dhami vinjo Tunjo zoba matzawa meba tunji yedo Zawa dan jibra chive bade amma damba nanda chavarbe
Jaya Namah Baye Namda Namda Jaya Om Yeah, the big one.